This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Michelle, welcome in, listeners, now at 96.5 WCMF in Rochester, New York. Also, our friends at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, and Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. Who Sucks Less coming up? What you don't need to know keeps you from getting arrested. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this and our Men's Room blank question today. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. The story, once again, of the semi-nude cyclist in Florida. He is bicycling backwards on I-95 while wearing hot pink socks, a pink headband, pink sneakers, and a pink thong. This time, riding the bicycle backwards on I-95 in traffic in Miami.
With ease.
Pretty mad impressive.
Skills. Mad skills.
Then we have the man who was masturbating in a Georgia area mall. A man was arrested again for masturbating outside of an Oklahoma City Target. And the story in Hong Kong of a group of wild cows that broke wild into cows. A grocery store and started eating the fruit and vegetables while people shopped on.
Is there anywhere else that has a problem with wild cows? Like, I've never heard of wild cows before.
Maybe India?
I mean, India, yeah, but that's because, right, like, they're not supposed to eat them.
Sure.
Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
I will say, I think it may be because it's open range, so I don't know if they're technically wild, but when I drove through the Oregon Outback, there was signs, like, for deer, but it's just a steer.
Really?
Oh, so it's got horns.
That's a lie. It's just a cow. It's cattle. It's not like a Texas longhorn. Right. Okay. I just really wanted to say steer.
Okay. All that just so you can say steer.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
But, yeah, it's a cow.
Hello, Christine. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it was about 9-10 years ago that a friend of mine said, hey, do you want to go to the drag races? I was like, absolutely. It's been quite a long time and I miss it. So we were having a great day and fun. It was beautiful out because it was summertime. And I want to say the long body cars are called top wheel dragsters with the really big wheels on the back and those really skinny wheels on the front. Race went well. It was a great run. And but at the end of the track, they've got cameras so you can see the cars broadcast on screen. And the one of the cars, the front end, air caught the front end just right, and it started to go up and tip backwards. I've never seen that in real life. I've seen a couple videos on the internet or you know, TV or whatever, but and then the last minute, the frame folded in half and the front wheels came down and hit the driver. And here I am with probably thousands of people, and we watched this guy die.
Oh, jeez.
It was, you know, and the rest of the day and try to have a good time. You know, they didn't announce it, but it was where the car was. There's no way you didn't know that, you know, I mean, all of us that were on both sides, we just, if your mouth hand wasn't covering your mouth, it was on the side of your face and your jaw was just dropped open. And they didn't announce it, but a buddy of mine was wheel walking around and it caught word that, you know, he did pass. He passed instantly.
Oh, let's go get a corn dog, everybody. Hey,
man, oh, man.
Right? Yeah. It was just surreal to be there and try to even have a good time because it wasn't even towards the end. It was like about midpoint or a little after the midpoint to have a good time after that.
So sure. But they just keep it going. I mean, there's not a lot of sports where if someone dies, they keep going.
Boxing is one where somebody can die. Normally, they try to get in this hospital as fast as they can. I've heard of people getting their jugular.
But wait, if they die in the ring, they would stop. Like, right. You might die in a hospital later. But, like, if you're in a box and it's not quite the, it's not the main event, like, If I physically killed you in the ring, I suspect to be like, yeah, we're going to go ahead.
Yeah, show's probably done. It's never probably happened in our lifetime yet that we know.
That we know. Well, horse racing to keep going for sure.
Well, I mean, Dale Earnhardt died, but it was like the end of the race.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to think of
I can't remember what they did that day. I mean, could you imagine walking out of that place? Just did people know, or did he? They take him to the hospital and they found out later?
Yeah, how long was the turnaround on that?
I can't remember.
What was that, New Hampshire? What did that
happen? No, it was Daytona, wasn't it?
Oh, was it Daytona?
Yeah, it was
okay.
Because if you saw it, it doesn't look like anything, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with the wreckage you see in NASCAR and people walk away. When you saw what happened with him, you're like, oh, he'll be fine.
But you know that moment, man, when you see someone get, even just watching television, watching football, and you see someone get hit. Or you're watching hockey and you see someone down. Like, you know when those hits happen. And it's
sure.
It's, or you see someone break something, or you see the snap on a leg, or you see one of those things.
Well, if you didn't see the snap on the leg, they'll show you 18 more times in replay from every possible. But again, yeah. If you died on the field, I think, like, even an NFL football game, like, oh my God, he hit him so hard, he's dead. Like, I think they'd stop the game. Maybe I could ask my brother. Hey, man. Weird question.
Yeah.
Right?
Weird question for you.
I know this hasn't
guys get injured all the time, but like, say the guy is actually killed on the field. Would you keep playing?
I think they take them off the field and they get them to emergency responders as quickly as they can. They have a facility in most of those stadiums, but
no, I'm saying in this case,
up and beyond,
you know
that,
he's dead. You don't have to tell.
You can't.
You don't you have to
make,
tell the
you,
crowd.
You can't make
you
that
just
call
put him on the stretcher,
field,
right?
Because you still have a chance to bring someone back, I would think, you know.
But you know. Like, say, you're not going to tell everybody else, but you're like, holy crap, they're dead. Look, man, put them on the stretcher, and they go. Like, do you keep the game going?
I think you keep playing until you find out what the official word is. Like, they're trying to revive the person, whatever the deal.
The official word is he's dead,
You don't stand around going like, all right, we're going to wait and see if he dies. Like, I think you keep playing. I mean, I'm not trying to be cold. I think that's the way it goes, right? Because you don't officially know.
Right, right. Listen, we don't want to speculate. Like, dude, we saw his femur snapping, too.
But Thrill's a point. I think it would be different. Like, you see those guys get, like, almost paralyzed, or some of them do, right? But, like,
right.
You could tell they're in trouble, but you can also tell it. Like, I've never seen, the cart drive off where they're, like, doing chest compressions.
No,
right?
No, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, man. That's a game changer.
Men's like you did when you were playing baseball, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that guy die on third base.
Now, right. Was it?
Did they
was
keep
it
playing?
In the middle of the game? Or?
It was a practice.
The game was over.
Oh, okay. It was, okay.
Yeah, but right, he just had a his heart just exploded.
Jesus.
Men's Room Blank question. It was an ordinary day and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, man.
Good. So I got one for you.
All right.
Back when I was in middle school, my dad was in the Air Force, and we traveled overseas to the country of Turkey. And we were out playing basketball one day at the elementary school, playing little dunk hoops, when all of a sudden a rock shattered against the backboard. We were wondering what was going on. And pretty soon we look over, and another rock hits us, and there's a Turkish kid on the other side of the fence off the base flinging rocks at us with a slingshot. So we decide we're going to throw rocks back at him. But, of course, throwing them with our arms, we're not able to throw them as hard as he's able to throw with the slingshot. And we get into the little rock war with him. Pretty soon there's about 10 or 12 of those kids, and there's only about 5 of us. And so we decide, my brother and I decide, we're going to run home and get our BB guns. And so we run off, and we come back a few minutes later. Still war, still going on. And those guys would stand up and throw their slingshots and just stand up and look and see what happened, and we would just pick them off with our BB guns. They couldn't figure out what was going on. This turns into an all-out war. It goes on for about 10 minutes. Pretty soon, the MPs come flying around the corner, and we were toast. They had us.
They had you guys, or they had the other kids on the other side of the fence, too?
No, they got us. The other kids scattered because they were on the off the base. There was no way to really get to those guys. Yeah, but I got hit in the shoulder a couple times. Well, once in the shoulder, once in the stomach. That freaking hurts when they throw those rocks as a slingshot. They're pretty accurate.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Don't get in a Turkish slingshot war.
Oh, it was quite the fun occasion as a middle schooler. We thought we were pretty cool. But we got in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. What is a little bit of trouble?
Well, the MPs told us that my dad could get, that he could get charged for having provided us with these BB guns, even though they were kind of a kid's toy. And for letting us use them. But my dad happened to be out of town, as well as my mom, and we were being watched by one of their good friends. And so when we got home, The MPs escorted us to the door, handed the guns to the adult that was watching us, and explained to them what was going on. And he looked like he was going to kill us. And he told the officers, he said, "I guarantee you I'll take care of this, and this won't ever happen again." And as soon as the officers left, he sat us down on the couch, and he looked at us, and he stared at us like he was just going to beat the crap out of us. And then he just said, "How many did you guys hit?" And he started high-fiving us. He was so excited.
Here's a beer. Have a beer and shot. All right. Yeah. Look at this Playboy centerfold right here. Woo-wee. Yeah.
And he never did tell my parents what happened.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, you stayed at the right place.
I dig it. Oh, hey, a few comments have come in regarding Dale Earnhardt, all right?
Yeah.
So Dale Earnhardt died on the last lap for the Daytona 500.
Okay.
Michael Waltrip won the race. The guy said he watched it on TV, and he didn't find out about Dale Earnhardt until a day or two later. Someone else points out that in the Olympics, they say, "Hey, man, they kept the Olympics going when luge people have died and skiers."
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because like one of the luge ones went off the track or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that. Did they die?
Yeah, they hit a pole.
Oh. Have you ever seen an actual luge track before?
You mean in person?
Yes.
No.
Ask
the black guy.
Well, no.
Have you ever seen a luge?
We lived in Rochester. Track. Lake Placid isn't too far away from there.
Yeah, but again, I lived in Rochester. Right, if you say, "Hey, let's go somewhere else."
Out of curiosity, where'd you see one, Miles?
Up at Whistler, where they had Olympics up there. But it looks like all you want to do, man, is you want to get in an inner tube and you want to ride that thing.
Sure.
I mean, it looks so cool. Like, you just want to, get to the top of the hose. You know what I mean? Just make a giant water slide.
How fast do those guys go?
I was there. When I was at the track, it was in the summertime. So the runs that they were doing were on, like, rollerboard things.
Sure. But those luge guys go, like, what, 70, 80, 90 miles an hour?
When you see it, it's one of those things, like, I've got to ride this.
Would you actually do it?
Lugers can reach speeds of 87 miles an hour. Australian Manuel Pfister, he had a top speed of 96.
Damn.
In Whistler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How could a guy named Pfister not have any resistance down there? You know what I mean? Like, you figure that would be one of his detrimental qualities. You're like, "Well, I kind of got an automatic stop mechanism here."
Damn. I don't know. Luge and skeleton. Just like, all right, bobsledders.
Which one is skeleton?
Skeleton is basically forward? Sledding. On the right, you're going face forward. Right. Like, those sports are insane.
Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Taco Bell says employees involved in alleged beatdown of a man and his girlfriend to one of the chain's Center City franchises last month have been fired. According to Philadelphia TV News and one Brian Reese, they report the attack occurred on the night of February 24th when he went to the Taco Bell and was there and was going to meet up with some friends. One of the friends said to NBCC that the store was packed and that they had been waiting for 45 minutes for his order when Reese arrived.
Would you wait at Taco Bell for 45 minutes?
Some waiting customers voice complaints about the waits. I would just think that eventually you're going to get your food, and then it would just drag on and on, because you've already paid.
45 minutes,
well, I wouldn't think it would take that long. Of course not. Reese said the employees did not appear to be working hard and were telling customers they were inundated by Grubhub orders, which took precedence over the orders within the restaurant. They knew everyone was upset. They seemed to be upset, too. Reese, a 38-year-old real estate broker, said a half a dozen employees then jumped over the counter and singled him out for what he called an unprovoked attack.
It's on.
He said he retreated to the street where some of the employees pounced on him, knocked him to the ground, and pummeled him. Other employees went after his girlfriend when she tried to break up the fight. They recorded the chaos on a cell phone. Reese said he declined to post a video because the police and Taco Bell appeared to be slow in responding to his complaints. He said the Taco Bell initially offered him, guess what?
Free tacos?
$20 gift card.
Oh, that's awfully nice.
That is awesome.
We're sorry, six of our employees beat your ass.
We're shocked, disappointed in the situation. We and our franchise don't tolerate this behavior. Franchise only is located. A statement did not indicate how many employees were fired, and police are investigating. Short question. Men's room blank style. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Has a business ever come out and just been like, you know what, at our locations, we encourage them to beat people up?
Yeah, honestly. Like,
you'll get nothing, and the food you paid for is in our pocket now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like, we know. You don't have to make the statement. You know, someone spits in someone's food. Hey, we don't tolerate that. We know.
We'll beat you up.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open a fast, you know, come down to Ted's. It's pretty good and really dangerous.
You get what you deserve.
Right?
That'd be my tagline.
Can you have free sauce? Can you?
What do you think, Claire? Hello, Amber. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Amber, you get two sauces.
What?
You're good. I said you get two sauces.
That's a compliment.
Well, thank you. So my story is in 2005. I was an assistant manager at a gas station in Midway off Highway 99. And the kitty corner from our store was just a small business building. And I remember I was in the cooler. And all of a sudden, my cashier comes in and she says, you need to come out right now. I'm thinking I have a disgruntled customer. Somebody drove off with the gas nozzle in their car. Typical stuff. And when I walk out into the store, there are six fully armed police officers, rifles, everything. And they're barricading our door and they won't let customers out. I look out in our parking lot. There's easily a dozen cop cars. They're not letting customers out or in. The entire intersection is just covered in police cars, and they wouldn't tell us what was going on. All he said is, we're looking for somebody. So I'm going, well, what's going on? I mean, that's a lot of cop cars for just, you know, looking for somebody. And once they finally found the guy, they were willing to tell us kind of what happened. Apparently, this guy was really angry at his real estate agent over a deal that went bad, and he drove his car into the parking lot, hit the real estate agent's car, flipped his own car upside down. And when the real estate agent came out to see what was going on, what had just happened to his car, the guy climbed out of his overturned vehicle with a machete and hacked him to death in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right. And apparently there was a couple of ladies and a handful of kids at the bus stop right there that just watched the whole thing.
Jeez.
It was just, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, So I enrolled in school and quit my job.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So that was it, huh?
Let me ask you, that's a terrible story. Let me ask you on a different note. How many times, how often was it that someone would drive away with a nozzle in their car still? How many times did you witness that?
Frequently, actually. It was during the time that the gas prices jumped from like $1.10 a gallon to like $2.80
mm-hmm.
in like just a month. And so people were really angry. And yeah, at least once a week, I'd say we would have to replace the nozzle because somebody would just drive off.
Okay.
in their car.
Was your convenience store at the gas station, was it open 24 hours?
Yes. And it was a very interesting place to work graveyard.
So I was going to ask you, when you worked graveyard shift, what was the, because I would think every time someone walks in, you're on edge.
Oh, yeah. Every time. You don't know. I did at one point have a guy come in and ask me, I was there by myself. And he just looked at me and goes, aren't you afraid of being shot in the face? And I said, I am now.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Aren't you?
You should have asked.
Jeez, man, there's like nothing worse than going to like a 7-Eleven, like 2:30. I just want to get a pack of smokes. And somehow everyone at like 50% of the people don't have the cash to buy whatever it is they put up there. But they only discover this when it's been rung up, right? Someone else, there's always someone who's having a disaster, like with their ATM card. Like, it's never just easy.
No.
Like, why is this so hard, man? Just buy your goddamn hot dog and go.
If you're there between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m.,
you're okay. Sure.
They tell you that right on the sign.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything else
is a recommendation.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I've seen some wild stuff in 24-hour convenience stores.
Always. There were so many fights in one of them back in Baltimore. Like, the cashiers didn't even care. They would just ask you to go out into the parking lot because they didn't want you to damage merchandise.
Mm.
So there'll be brawls in the parking lot. You just got to weave through. You know, you weren't involved. You buy your stuff. And you're like, why is this like this?
There's always three dudes out sitting on the sidewalk in front with like four boxes of hot dogs, just mowing them in the face. Fast again, like, I'm so drunk.
Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day. Then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hola.
Hola. So, I'll keep it brief for you guys. So, back in 1982, I was working at a Pizza Hut, and we got off work. We were drinking some beer. Me and my friend were riding home, and he dropped me off. I go in the back door, and my dad yells down. He said, "Bo, is that you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he said, "Come on upstairs, man. I want you to meet some people." So I walk upstairs, and there's a couple of cops sitting at the dining room table with my pops. And they were there because on the way home, me and my friend took a beer bottle and threw it through this used car dealer's sign, and it broke the windshield on a car. And didn't get home before the cops found out and traced the car back, and my friend squealed on me, blah, blah, blah. Ah. And then they handcuffed me, and they took me downtown for the evening, and I got the weekend in jail. And I called my dad the next morning to come bail me out, and he told me hell no. So
now, were you just in the car? Are you the one who threw the bottle? What?
I was driving, and my friend threw the bottle, and it was his car because I could drive better than he could. And the cops, the guy that owned a used car dealership apparently got the license plate number and called it in. They traced it to my friend's house. And they went to his house first, and his dad told him that it was probably me with him, and they called my dad, and my dad said, "Yeah, just come get him," because I stayed in a lot of trouble back in those days.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
See, that's why I never worked at Pizza Hut.
I was hoping you'd tell me that you had free pizzas, that you know what I mean? I was hoping pizza would be somehow involved in the story. I really wanted it.
I told you, the cops weren't there, and I've told you before, but me and my buddy had done something, and we show up to a normal Maryland, University of Maryland tailgate. My dad's all fired up, right? And he's like excited, fired up, like he knows something we don't know.
Okay, that cop's
right,
annoying.
So he's like, "Hey, Will, Ted, you guys like burgers?" Yeah, Dad, we like burgers. What about chicken wings? So basically, he runs down every freaking item on a tab we had dined and dashed on.
Oh,
but they got our license plate, which was still registered to his house, so they sent him the bill.
No way.
Yeah, but me and Will had lived it up.
Hey, man,
we had wings.
Did you plan on dining and dashing when you went there?
100%.
You knew he did.
We didn't have enough money.
He just said, "We lived it up."
Where did you go?
Were broke.
The Towson Diner.
Oh, that's a fantastic spot.
You dined and dashed in the Towson Diner? That's a good spot to pick.
It is. But with that said, when I had to go in there and give it to him, I was just like, "Yeah, you got me." And the guy was just, the guy wasn't like mad. He was just kind of like, "Yeah, you idiots."
How much did you ring up?
Honestly, I want to say it was around $60.
Okay, that's
and
a lot.
And we just acted like my LIDS card was a credit card.
LIDS?
You know, like the shop where you buy baseball caps.
Jesus Christ, I hope that's not what you meant.
Did you run out? Or like what was the plan of escape?
Wait.
I gotta know.
What do you mean? You handed them the LIDS card?
Well, we put it kind of in the thing, and then like we figured as like we would just get up, like we're using the bathroom. They were on to us because they saw us as we in the you remember that diner, you had to drive like in a U to get out.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we have to drive around the entire building.
Right, so we get to the other side, like there's two cooks out there, and God, this sounds so awful.
It does.
And Will's like, "Keep going." So I just keep driving. One kind of jumped out of the way, and we thought we had
Jesus.
Taken. Oh, my God. You almost ran the cooks over.
I don't know why I'm laughing. But anyhow, they got our license plate.
So you got burgers.
We got wings.
Burgers.
Like two cups of soup. Burgers. I think we even got, like, dessert or something. I mean,
And it was worth running over a cook for.
In no
God
way.
Damn, man.
We were just scared. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I took the burger.
I was going to run you over if you didn't move. I was willing to kill you.
For a chicken wing. For a cup of delicious soup.
I mean, we got bacon on the burgers.
Yeah, living it up. Men's Room blank question. Jeez. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
I like that you gave him the Lidge card from your cat for a credit card.
Right. I was just like, I don't have a real credit. At that point, I didn't even have a credit card.
Right.
God, it sounds old, right? But we had like zero cash, and we were like, screw it. We're going in
starving.
There.
Starving.
People have done this. We won't get caught.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So my work day today started up in Hilliard, Ohio. I was laying fiber optic cable for a company, Allcom Satellites, and we had dump trucks coming in to backfill actually behind us. And one of our coworkers wasn't paying attention, stepped out, and the driver hadn't set the trailer brake, and it crushed him between the trailer and the other dump truck behind him.
Oh man,
I'm sure that those trucks are high enough where they were above the waist.
They're above the waist. It's about chest high up, and the truck that hit him and crushed him was weighing about 105,500 pounds.
So this was instant?
I would say yes.
Did you?
He was not moving at all when the medics got there, even when we got there to look, and he did not make it.
How much time passed between the time the truck hit him and you got around to see him?
It had to have been 2 or 3 minutes. I was at the end of one of the trenches laying the fiber optic cable on the other side of the drilling machine that we had down in the ground.
Jesus. Well, if we just subcontract all you guys, then we won't have to pay the insurance coverage.
That's right. So, right. I mean, what does everyone say? Does the work day end at that point?
That day ended right then and there because it was one of our workers. I'm sure other companies, they do the same thing that we do in respect of the coworker that just lost his life or her life.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I would guess, I mean, we're talking about sports. Does the game continue and all that stuff? What happens when it happens? I mean, I have not been in a work situation where someone passed on to work.
I was once.
Yeah, you were.
Actually, the restaurant stayed open.
Okay, so you can...
Gigi's. We have some inauthentic Mexican for everybody.
These beans
taste
funny.
Well, most businesses, like, you don't see it on the field, but I mean, like people die at sporting events, right?
Right.
Whether from falls or heart attacks. I mean, it's not like you haven't been somewhere. You probably didn't know.
But you know these people personally. Like, it's different when you're 75,000 people, you know what I mean? The numbers say that, somebody's going to have a heart attack, whatever. But in your situation, like, I'm sitting there at Chi-Chi's, and now there's an ambulance that pulls up to the back of the building.
That is correct.
And now there is a gurney wheeling someone out with absolutely no urgency.
Now, to be fair,
zero urgency.
The way this particular restaurant was set up, where he was offloaded to the ambulance, you had no possibility of seeing that from the dining room.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you had no chance of seeing it. But it's weird. But yeah, I mean, they kept the place open, and this guy electrocuted himself to death.
See, I would think
collapses so. Where you put your dishes to be. I mean, it's awful, man. And everyone's kind of panicking in the back, but the restaurant kept going. So you have these cooks that are like, they're like, man, just keep cooking the meals. Tickets are coming in. It was effed up. I mean, it was effed up, man.
Go sing the birthday song to table B4.
Right. I mean, it was that kind of place, man. Like, they're just like, keep going. I'm thinking, happy, happy, happy birthday. I'm not kidding, man. Yeah. So, like,
happy. Well, now I'm wondering if that diner would have stayed open.
if you'd run the cook over,
it would have stayed open.
Think how much different your life would be if you just would have run over the cook at the Towson Diner.
I'd be a hardened individual in some federal penitentiary.
You'd be out by now.
I think I'd be in Jessup.
Vince Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
What day stayed open if you hit him? Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
How'd I get the calamari?
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Liquor whores.
Liquor whores.
All right. Well, this will step back a little ways in time. And being a lifelong drywall worker, I started working with my dad, and after I'd come back from the military, I continued working with him, and we were doing a house in Belfair. It was quite a ways away since we lived in Tacoma, and it was pretty standard for my dad to have his six-pack at lunchtime, and the house we were working on was rather small size, and I knew we were going to be getting done early, so I decided to have a couple with him at lunch, and on the way home, he decides to grab another half rack for the ride home. And we pretty much had that demolished by the time we got home. So when we get back to our place, two of his friends are there waiting for us, and they have tickets to the then Tacoma Tigers at Cheney Stadium. Asked us if we wanted to go. We're like, okay, sure, why not? And my dad leaves with his best friend. I take the other guy in our work truck.
Well, he wants to make a detour at the liquor store before we go there. Well, okay, no problem. So he comes out with a couple of pints of some cheap whiskey and drinking Boilermakers on the way to the stadium.
Oh, yeah, of course. And,
oh, yeah, just getting stupid. Now, mind you, this is like...
Oh, no, no, this is way past stupid. As soon as you started drinking before you got in the vehicle, it was dumb.
Oh, yeah, believe me, I know. And so, drinking them on the way to the stadium, and by the time I'm getting to the stadium, I'm driving around looking for a spot to park like Mario Andretti. And so we get inside the stadium, and I'm getting to the point where I'm being belligerent and yelling out Mariner player names, and people around us are starting to leave because I'm being a dumbass. Well, it dawned on me that I have not gone to the bathroom since we left Belfair, and I need to go pretty darn bad. So, for some unknown reason, I jettison all the way up the stairs to the top of the grandstands, and we're doing like, okay, which way do I go? I go all the way to the end of the stadium, and I'm peering over the backside of the stadium, and there are three concession stands and three Santa cans down there. I'm like, oh, there I go. So I look over to my right as I'm looking over the backside of the stadium, and there's a gutter that is like, maybe 6 or 8 inches off of the concrete backing there, right?
You peed in the gutter.
No, I climbed over the fence. I was going to climb down the gutter.
What happened?
Well, as I was looking back into the field of play, I was like, wow, this is a nice view from up here. A guy at the plate hits a foul ball, goes like within 5 feet of me over the fence, and I watch it go by, and I let go of the fence and blacked out right then.
Oh, Jesus.
Fall 30 feet. Hit the concession stand, boom, and then roll off of that onto the pavement and landed on my head.
That sounds about right for the day.
That was a long way to get there, man.
I thought he was going to, meet his future wife and strike rich after a day like that. Men's Room Blank Question. It was an ordinary day than blank. Evan, more of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Coming up, who sucks less and what you don't need to know keeps you from getting arrested. In the meantime, our Men's Room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
So my story is back in like about 2012. Friends of ours and us went up to the Sequoias to go camping, and it was about 9:30 at night, and it was like the Asian invasion came. There was like 30 people, 6 families, all setting up their tents, and we're just hanging out. And there was like an 8-foot explosion in their fire pit, and glass from the fire pit the fire pit. Flew out and seared one of the kids' face like Joker.
Jeez.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was bad.
What did they throw into the fire?
So apparently the people who stayed there, prior to them, someone filled either like gasoline or alcohol in a glass beer bottle and closed it. And because it was dark out, they couldn't see anything. And it exploded, an hour after they got there.
Wow,
that is evil.
Yeah, that is, geez, a whiz.
Yeah, it was intense. And I don't know if any of you have been to Sequoias, but it's like an hour and a half just to get up to the top, going like 20 miles per hour. So for the ambulance to get up there, it was like an hour after that before he could even get down, start going down. So it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a horrible way to start your camping trip. Horrible for the kid, too.
Did they pack up and leave after that, I'm guessing?
They did.
Okay.
And you guys high-fived each other, didn't you?
They were really nice. We were sort of intoxicated, so we're just hanging out, and it was like, a bomb went off, essentially. That's what it felt like.
That's what it was.
Gee.
Yep. Yeah. Men's room blank question. It was an ordinary day and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Remember, I went camping once. It was in the Appalachian Mountains on the East Coast. There's all these green dots in the woods. Turns out it's Boy Scouts carrying like glow sticks kind of. All right. They set up camp like 30 feet away from us. They're loud. They're doing all the stuff. And we're right on this cliff. So I remember the Boy Scouts would kind of walk through the campsite to go to this cliff, look, and come back, which is stupid because it's nighttime. So I know they're just doing it to piss us off. So at one point, the Boy Scouts are walking back to their camp. The kid says, loud enough for us to hear it, goes, our fire's a lot better than theirs. And I said, well, we haven't thrown Boy Scouts in ours yet.
I will say, though, Daisy every morning when I slept on the pullout couch would wake me up just licking my face.
You taste good. I'm going to eat you later, player.
Men's room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.